You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a pleasant good afternoon on this Friday afternoon, and welcome to our fans in the Pro Show. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister. Today we'll be talking with Bob Papa, the voice of the New York Giants. That'll be at 4:30. And then our 5 o'clock hour, it'll be Matty Hudak, the Tulane football sideline reporter. Tulane doesn't play this weekend, but they'll play before we join you again as they play Thursday night against East Carolina. 4-1 Tulane with some big games coming up. And a big week for the city and the Saints. The Saints can put a bow on this week by just winning on Sunday, beat the Giants. You get the national championship game in 2028 on Wednesday. Saints and the state agree to their lease on Thursday. Saints win on Sunday. We're all a happy town.
Well, the Pelicans, don't forget the Pelicans. Did you get
the
up?
The Pelicans got to get up, and they got to get closer, a little closer to the time zone.
Well, no, I mean,
Australia.
It's
4 a.m., isn't it, my guy?
Yeah, so
no,
you,
I did not.
That's what I'm hearing. I mean, by you saying it's 4 a.m., 4:30 probably actually, but yes, you're correct.
So
no, you did not make a pot of coffee and
no. Watch
the international.
If I'm
play.
Up at 4:30, it means I'm still up. It doesn't mean I've gotten up. It means I'm still up. It's the exact opposite.
A few hours of sleep. I mean, I will tell you. No, I did not get up as well. I've seen a ton of highlights. Excited about what this team could possibly be. Excited about what this team, the potential for this team. And they're over in Australia. This was something that was set years ago. We'll put it like that. And I think they have one more game. Charlie talked about it. Have one more game over there in Australia. And then they come back to the States and play a few more games. I mean, but the potential is there. The potential has been there for the last few years for the Pelicans. The question is the health. And one key guy that I think Zion only played a half or maybe even less than that, but he looked fantastic. He has looked fantastic even before camp or at least before the games, and it kind of showed as well just his bounce, even a leadership piece as far as him being more vocal, not just media-wise, but on the floor. And, you know, we've seen stretches of that Zion, of that player here in New Orleans. But if you can get 60, 70 games of that Zion that's engaged, playing D, and has the bounce, and he's hey, I'm active every night, you know, don't hold me back or I'm not being held back, this team could be very, very dangerous.
He doesn't even look like the same guy. I don't know what the number is from a weight, you know, situation, but he looks like a different person.
Yeah. We'll call it maturity. I mean, I think that's probably the best word we can use. And, you know, the question becomes today is what, October the 3rd?
Yes.
Are we having the same conversation December the 3rd where, man, Zion looks fantastic? He's been available, you know, just throwing it out there. They've played 20 games. he's been available 19 of those 20 games. And the one game he wasn't available, they gave him off. But, you know, if that's the conversation we're having December 3rd, then I think that they're off to a really, really good start. The biggest thing that has hurt this team the last couple of years as well, one are the injuries, and then it's because, oh, such and such is on, he's not available. So we fall behind 5, 8, 10 games, and next thing you know, you look at it, oh, they're 3-12.
Right.
You know, they're coming out the gate. You never have a winning record, or if it is, you're floating at 500 or you're just above 500. If this team, their first 20 games, if they can be 4 or 5 games above 500, I mean, I think as they continue to grow and become familiar with some of those pieces, it's I think that you can catch kind of a little bit of lightning.
No, I think I agree. By the time you kind of not turn your attention, but the injuries cost them so dearly early on. By the time you're like, all right, it's, you know, you turn your attention a little bit, and it's like they're so
far out of it.
It's, do you know Joe Dumars at all?
I know Joe. I've seen him a couple times, talked to him a couple times, excited about, you know, what he said and, you know, just how he has kind of, I don't call it sat and watched, but more observed. He's observed, and he has been one to say, okay, this is what I like. This is what I want to change. You know, these are the expectations, and I'm not beating around the bush. I mean, if you know Joe's old school, and he's just, hey, I'm not beating around the bush. I'm not going to play games and, you know, show you a picture and say, do you understand it? No, I'm going to use my words, and I'm going to tell you. And the words I use may be a little harsh, so don't take it in a harsh way, but I'm going to just be straight up with you. And so I think as an athlete, you know, I've been around enough of the NBA guys, you know, at least the older generation, this new generation of players is still learning that. But I want to be coached. I want you to push me. And then I want you to be able to be straight up and real with me. I think that's, you know, from an athletic standpoint, that's, or at least an athletic person, that's what you want. You know, it's probably bad to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I can tell when you're BSing. I can tell when you're not telling me the truth or you're just giving me some fluff. A player, you know, in the NFL, I can tell when, hey, man this, he hadn't watched film or he don't know what he's talking about. That's no different from on the basketball court. You're calling a play and, man, this is not going to work. You know, have you seen how they're playing? Have you seen what they're doing? And I think the best players, they want to be coached. They want to be pushed. They want to be challenged. And if you're not asking for that, then it's a problem. Because eventually it's going to catch you.
And from a guy who's been there, done that. He's got the, you know,
he's been there,
he's
done that.
He's got the reputation to back it up. He's not just.
He's won as a player. He's won as an exec. And so, you know, no, that doesn't. That's not a do-all, be-all. But it at least starts the conversation. I know what you're kind of going through. You know, it's a little different now, but I know what you're kind of going through. And this is where we have to get. And this is the type of grown-up that you have to be.
Take a quick break. I want to shout out first to you, Magazine Pizza, for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine-in or delivery, that's the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Lots to talk about. Saints and the Giants at noon. Again, the 2028 college football. Tulane, LSU is off this week, and then they'll have South Carolina. So back after this, Fans of the Pro, keep it right here on WWLAMFM.com and always on the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, with you until 6 o'clock tonight. The Saints and the Giants Sunday at noon. Unbelievably, week 14 against the Giants up in New Jersey was the last Saints victory. They've lost 8 straight, and so, man, be a big one on Sunday. Injury-wise, we'll just worry about the guys that are out that we know of. That's Cesar Ruiz, Chase Young, Trey Palmer. He has not been activated yet. And Isaac Yiadom, who got hurt during practice. And we'll bring in Bob Papa to get the other side of this. The voice of the New York Giants, Bob Papa, joins us. You're on with Deuce McAllister and Mike Hoss. How are you, sir?
Guys, how you doing? Pleasure to be chatting with you, and can't wait to get down to New Orleans.
So that you heard the Saints side, really from the Giants' injury status, Dexter Lawrence questionable, Tyrone Tracy, the running back, doubtful. There's nobody that's out for sure. And if I'm not mistaken, they without Tyrone Tracy last week just went with the two running backs, right? Cam Scataboo and Devin Singletary. Now you had Jackson Dart, 10 rushes, felt like a running back, but just there were no practice squad elevations from a running back standpoint.
No, they have Dante Miller, who's been on the practice squad the last couple of years, that they could bring up, but they just felt they were okay as far as the numbers game was concerned and what they would do as far as who was going to return kickoffs and everything else. So they just went with two last week, and I would suspect that would be the case again this week, but you never know.
And clearly with Jackson Dart getting his first start, it wasn't just like, hey, we're making a quarterback change. It was kind of more of a schematic change as well, as Russell Wilson started the first three games, more of a deep pocket, we know, deep drop, and Jackson's shotgun, right? And so they played to his strengths, 13 of 20, 111, very efficient, no interceptions, did take the 5 sacks, but man, those 10 rushes and that faster tempo, the 15-yard touchdown run on that first drive, it just from what I'm reading, the Giants fans and everybody, it just looks like a different team.
Yeah, and if you think about Brian Daboll, right, with his time in Buffalo and even with Daniel Jones when they went to playoffs in 2022, a lot of that read option and the RPO game is a big staple of his offense. With Russell Wilson, they really couldn't use any of that. And Jackson Dart did a lot of that stuff while he was at Ole Miss. So it's really more of the offense that Daboll wants to run. And obviously Dart did a good job with it last week. Now his passing numbers weren't off the chart. Like any rookie making his first ever start, he walked into a couple of those sacks. The 5 sacks that he took, at least 3 of them were on him, either just holding the ball or not, just sensing where the pressure was coming from. But that's the growing pains, right? When you're starting a rookie, you got to deal with it. But I thought for the most part, he brought the team a lot of energy, and the players really rallied around him. They really like him. He's well-liked. He was very well liked when he was Ole Miss, not only by the offensive teammates, but by the defensive guys as well. And he's got that natural little leader in him. So it was fun to watch last week.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing? This is Deuce, and I agree with you. You know, when you talk about his leadership capabilities and, how he's able to rally a team, we saw it at Ole Miss, and, obviously I think that you'll continue to see it in New York. When you look at this injury report, though, it's almost like, man, it's a mass unit, but 90% to 95% of those guys will play. And I think it was a similar situation last year when we played you guys up there. You know, 90 to 95% of the guys that were listed, they ended up playing. And so, you know, just talk about the enthusiasm and, you know, just Dart's ability to say, hey, look, we're not out of anything. We can win games, and that's what they're obviously trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, Dexter Lawrence has been dealing with an illness. Evidently, Dable said today that he's getting better. Tracy's not ready to go yet. He took a pretty big shot in that Kansas City game, so I would think that they're going to – my guess is he won't play on Sunday, nor will he play on Thursday night against the Eagles, so they'll give him that little bit of extra time. But, yeah, I mean, everybody's hurt right now, right? You know, right now the offensive line's intact, though, and that's really important because in order for this team to function, because with Malik Nabers being out for the year, they don't have any other – high-end elite receivers. They have some good players, but nothing that's going to knock your socks off. So they better get that run game going. They better stay balanced. Dart will use his legs. Now, I'm expecting the Saints defensive coaches now with one game worth of tape to kind of take away some things from him, and we'll see how the Giants adjust to that.
Yeah, and I agree with you, you know, and you'll go and look at some of the things that he liked to do at Ole Miss, and, you know, you'll put a playing together, but at the end of the day, you've got to be able to play defense. Talk a little bit about that defense. I know you talked about Dexter a little bit, but dude, there's some playmakers on that defensive side of the ball, and even, you know, offensively, when you probably hadn't played as well as they wanted to, defensively, they've played well.
Yeah, I mean, they played a winning brand of defense in the loss against Washington. They played a winning brand of defense against Kansas City. They just really couldn't do anything offensively, and they held the Chargers to 18 points last week, and that's a pretty good offense. Obviously, we all know about the meltdown that they had in Dallas, but I think they're getting better as a group. They're starting to play more cohesive, and, I mean, they can get after the quarterback. If you have a weakness on your offensive line anywhere between Brian Burns, who's playing kind of Pro Bowl, All-Pro level, Kayvon Thibodeau has played well this entire season. He's probably been their second-best defensive player, snap in and snap out. And then you throw in the rookie, Abdul Carter, and what he's been able to do so far. They can wreak a lot of havoc on opposing quarterbacks and force them into throws that they don't really want to make.
Talking with Bob Papa, the voice of the New York Giants, coming into town on Sunday. So if you look statistically, not surprisingly, a 1-3 and an 0-4 teams, pretty similar points scored, pretty similar points given up. Both teams are dead even on the turnover margin, three giveaways, three takeaways. Both teams have seven touchdowns, exactly. Both teams have 35 penalties, exactly. Time of possession, very close. So all of that being said, where does the game fall for both teams? And it feels to me like red zone and goal to go. The Saints have had six tries, goal to go, three touchdowns, goal to go, two field goals and an interception. The Giants also six and two touchdowns and one field goal. So, man, when your goal to go percentage is that poor, red zone offense and defense, you know, kind of follows suit. That's the area to me where, you know, the better team in that area Sunday is going to have the edge.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree. I mean, the Giants have moved the ball, but they haven't scored nearly the amount of points other than the Dallas game that they probably could have with their red zone and goal-to-goal failures. Now, you know, last week, Wandell Robinson had a ball right in his hands in a goal-to-goal situation, and he dropped it. And it was a fourth down play, and, you know, they turned it over on downs there. So I think they have to be better. Look, I did a lot of boxing going back to 1989, and I was at ESPN and HBO for many years. And this game is a game in their weight classes, the Giants and the Saints. Last week, the Giants fought out of their weight class. They had a puncher's chance, and they delivered the blow. But now they're back in their weight class. They're pretty even teams. And I think you talk about the red zone. That's important, goal to goal. You want to get the touchdowns. But I think the biggest determining factor will be turnovers, right? Who turns it over, who doesn't turn it over in this game to create a short field, maybe a scoop and score. And, you know, turnovers usually decide a lot of these games in the league. And when you're in your weight class, you got to protect the football because you could give the other team opportunities that they don't normally generate.
And clearly a significant factor in beating the Chargers in your first win. You get the two picks of Justin Herbert because both teams have really been pretty stingy giving it away, only three, and also not as productive as far as getting it. I agree. It hasn't really played out because they're both kind of even, but I agree that turnover situation because it, you know, played such a big factor in your win last week. When you look at the giant defense, the Saints running the ball for the first time had really big success last week, 189 yards, very balanced. Rattler ran it well, Alvin, Kendre Miller. And we talk about the ability of the Giants defense putting pressure, but they haven't done as well stopping the run. And so, you know, they don't get into the situations I'm sure they want to be in where they're able to kind of pin their ears back and rush the passer. What does this run defense look like that the Saints will face?
They played good run defense, but they don't play consistent run defense. Last week they did a really good job until they didn't, right? All it takes is one bad angle. All it takes is one linebacker to take a guy on with the wrong shoulder, and where the play's supposed to be funneled goes somewhere else, and that's what happened on the 54-yard touchdown. So I think from a Saints perspective, test that run defense. See if the Giants can remain consistent, because so far this year they've proven to not be consistent down in and down out. They'll get you a couple three and outs and shut down your run game, but then it's that one bad angle. It's that one bad shoulder taking on a blocker, and suddenly you have a big, you know, run that gets sprung against them. And look, I think the combination that the Saints have poses a real threat for the Giants, and if they can get a consistent run game going, then the Giant pass rush is negated, right? The other area that is something to keep an eye on is the Giants have been lousy on second down defense. They're one of the best teams in the NFL in yards allowed per first down play. They've been pretty stingy on first down. But too many times this year, there's been a penalty or a negative play, and the opposing team has second and 13, and they'll give up 10, which suddenly puts the opposition in third and 3, which now the playbook is wide open. So keep your eye on how the Giants play second down defense, because if they're giving up second and 13s and the other team's getting 14 yards or getting 9 or 10 on second down, it could be a long day for the Giants and a good day for the Saints.
And the final question I have, because it's when you looked at this schedule, the Giants finished 3-14 last year, fourth in the NFC East. And so, but you have to begin at Washington, Jaden Daniels, at Dallas, Dak Prescott, Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. Then you get week 5 in the Saints. And then you got to, on a short week, got to go travel on Sunday, go back and face Jalen Hurts on a Thursday night. Then it's at Denver, Bo Nix, and then week 8 at Philly, Jalen Hurts. My goodness, that's not how you treat 3-14 teams.
Well, like I said to Giant fans that have complained about that, I said, look, go to Giants.com, look on future schedules. You can find out who 14 of the 17 opponents are or which divisions they're playing through 2032. It's just cyclical. I mean, it's the rotation of the schedule. And this year, you know, the NFC East had two playoff teams last year in Washington and Philadelphia. This year, the rotation has them against the NFC North. So they got to deal with all those teams there. Green Bay, Minnesota was a playoff team last year. Obviously, the Lions. And they play the AFC West, who has the Chargers and Chiefs in the division, right? And the Denver Broncos, playoff teams from last year. So, you know, they have three games that marry being in last place last year, which is they play the Patriots, they play the Saints, and I can't remember what the third game is where they got the last place team. But, you know, that's life in the big city, man. It's a formula that the league has used for 30 years, and just go out and play. Sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them.
Ooh, too. Very much so. Well, we appreciate your time. talk to you on Sunday, and have a safe trip, and we'll see you on Sunday. Bob Papa with the New York Giants.
I can't wait to get down there, man. I already got my man Mike. I got my man Mike Rodrique. He's got me all set up at Acme Oyster House, so we're ready to roll.
There you go. Appreciate it. Thank you, Bob. Take a break. This is Fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Back after this here on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. No LSU football tomorrow because the Tigers have a bye week, but we'll bring you a special WWL Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettelier live from the Rouse's Market in Mandeville. Your two favorite Cajuns will be on the North Shore Saturday tomorrow from 1 to 4 with a special guest. It's pretty cool. Pro Football Hall of Fame offensive tackle Willie Rofe will be at the store from 12:30 until 2:45. So come on by, huddle up, talk Saints football, NFL, SEC, and while you shop for everything you need for food, for cheering on your favorite team. So don't miss a special Saturday edition of Sports Talk with Bobby and Mike and special guest Willie Rofe tomorrow. That's at the Rouse's in Mandeville. That's East Causeway Approach, 1 to 4 on WWL.
Big Mike, Willie, we got to make some calls.
Man, we don't get Big Willie.
We didn't get invited at all.
That's impressive,
Bobby and Mike, they think they slick. They going on the North Shore over there. And so, Bobby, it's easy for him. He's just going down the street. But then they get Sweet Will to come on with him and hang out with him. And, man, I tell you, they just treating us wrong, Mike.
Willie Rofe, man, he'll make a few games. And he is just a big man. He's always been a big man. He remains a big man. But just super – he's the most just sweet, right? I mean, you know him.
Sweet Will. He's a gentle giant. I mean, and he's just, hey, dude, just run off my hip right here. I'm going to hook him, and you just run. And all you can do is look at him, eyes wide, and okay, yes, sir.
Has that, like, John Wayne kind of gait to him where he kind of, you know, he's got a – I mean, he's got his own walk, if you will. So as we talked earlier in the show about the big announcement on Wednesday with the 2028 national title game. So the New Orleans, you're talking about a victory for New Orleans and Louisiana and the Superdome, because they'll get a quarterfinal game probably January 1st of 2028. And then the national title game.
You'll get to double up.
To double up the January 24th of 2028. And it's the second time that they've had the national championship since they've been in this college football playoff system, but how quickly it has changed. That was the 2020 game, but let's talk about it. It's really the 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, there were four teams, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma. Now, just 6 years later, 25-26, you get 12 teams, right? NIL, you know, five highest-ranked conference champions, seven at-large. I mean, in that time span, from four playoff teams to 12 and the money and college football at 100 miles an hour. Boy, it's just amazing how fast.
It's changing daily. We know that there's different rules. There's different bills. There's all kinds of legislation, states kind of doing it their way. The Wild Wild West is what college athletics. We just won't call it college football.
That's true.
It's college athletics. It's the Wild Wild West. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how much it has changed, you know, when we do get to that championship game, because it is daily. Some new ruling, you know, some federal legislation. I know there's a couple different bills or, you know, possibilities that different leagues are backing, and it's intriguing to kind of watch and how it has affected and changed the game. And, you know, I think it's next year each team, they get to use their NIL budget funding, you know, and so it's intriguing to say the least.
And Saints at noon against the Giants, 1-3 as far as the NFC South is concerned. So Tampa Bay is off to that 3-1 start, boy. And this is that time of year. Everybody's played four for the most part. Now the Rams and Niners played last night, which was a crazy game.
Correct.
I mean, just crazy game. The Niners
No way that you thought 49ers would win that game with all the players they got out.
Right. And, you know, Kyron Williams fumbles at the one, so which would have been possibly the winning score. And so they go to overtime, and Mac Jones, I don't know. So the Rams decide they're going to go for it on 4th and 1. They could have kicked the field goal in overtime to tie it. Mac Jones got hurt on the last play of regulation, and I thought he was going to. He was sick. I mean, I didn't think he was going to be able to come back, right? But he didn't need to take the field again.
Well, Mac Jones was like, hey, you know the opportunity. I've been waiting on this.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know it.
They brought him off the field. I said, he's going to vomit. Now he's going to lose it.
He probably didn't mind giving it up. He didn't mind, you know, whatever I got to do, I'm getting back out on the field.
But he didn't have to.
I know it, but that's what I'm saying. That was the mentality and the thought process for him.
No, he wasn't giving that up. But so Tampa – I started off saying it's that time of year when the injuries just taking toll, and we're dealing with it like everybody else. On Wednesday, Tampa went through a walkthrough because they didn't really have the people that they needed to practice. No Mike Evans.
And today they ruled out Irving.
Yeah.
Bucky
Irving.
He's
got a walking boot.
Yeah.
And so Baker Mayfield's hurt, but they're all going to – everybody's playing. So they got to go to Seattle. And so we'll see. You know, they're week 5. They lost to Philadelphia. Still played pretty well, but need Seattle to put a little loss on them. Atlanta, they do have a bye week. Their early bye week. Carolina will be at home against the Dolphins. And again, the Saints and the Giants. Take a break back here on Fans in the Pro after this. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock here on WWL. Welcome back. Just a couple of more minutes until news coming up with you at 5 o'clock. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. And there's a stat, and you and I talk about this a lot during the game, that bothers you when you see the ability of Jackson Dart. And it's the Saints have forced teams into a 3rd and 10+ 19 times. 19. That's impressive. You only played 4 games, and you can't get off the field. 6 times, 32%, they've been able to get the first down. And when you see Dart, and some of those runs are playing, but some are not, ability to create.
And here's the thing, which it concerns you when you talk about Jackson Dart. If you're the Giants, the amount of hits that he takes. He's not a guy that likes to slide, but they run so much RPO and QB lead or QB draw. It's design. That's a lot. And I know right now he's even dealing with a hamstring injury, and you know, obviously he said it's fine. That's what you're gonna say, but you know.
Well, he went under concussion protocol during the game last week. Missed a couple of plays because he doesn't slide. I mean, eventually, you're going to learn that lesson the hard way.
Well, it's not just learning the lesson. I mean, offensively, you won't be able to do what you need to do. And that's where he's got to, you know, kind of – I got to protect myself and make sure that I'm doing what I need to do. And so it'll be interesting. I mean, but for the Saints, they've got to get off the field. You know, they've got to get off the field on third, particularly 3rd and long. And, you know, I'll give up some yardage, but I can't give up the yardage needed to gain for a first down.
Saints at noon on Sunday. Hope everybody's there. Be a big day and a wrap-up of a big week. We're going to take a break, come back. The news will come up at 5 o'clock, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk Tulane football with Matty Hudak. They will play East Carolina next Thursday night. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock here on Fans in the Pro. The Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup is at 7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.